We want to thank you today for joining us at Truth Chapel's podcast. I pray this word would bring you life. I pray that it would edify you, encourage you, and enlighten you. If you have a moment, please subscribe and leave us a review. We will be so grateful. God bless, and let this word speak to your heart today.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Would you just sing that with me one time?
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Sing it one more time. Everybody say,
I love
you. Yes.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more.
Cone, if you feel that way, would you just lift your voice one time and just glorify him?
Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today, and we give you all the praise. Lord, I love you more than anything.
Exodus 24, beginning in verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God, and he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. This morning, for just a little while, I want to preach to you on this subject, the communion of the cloud. The communion of the cloud. And I have a side note here, alternate text. Cloudy with a chance of word. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for your word today. So good and so right. We thank you for your spirit we feel. We ask you now, Lord, that you would speak to us through this word. Change us, challenge us. God, mature us, grow us. And we'll be so careful to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Would you clap your hands to the Lord one time and be seated in his presence? Amen and amen. Jump right in today. Moses is no stranger to the cloud. The cloud is familiar. The cloud has been with him now for, if you do the math, several months, at least several weeks. The cloud has been with Moses. The cloud has appeared to them. And at this point, the cloud has many uses. The cloud represents many things. In Exodus 13 and 21, the Bible says the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. So we know this. We know the cloud leads and the cloud directs. Moses is no stranger to the cloud. The cloud is familiar. It leads them. It directs them. Wherever the cloud goes, they go. That's in Exodus 13. But in Exodus 14, the cloud takes on a different maneuver. As we see in verses 19 and 20, that the cloud will move in between the children of Israel and the pursuing Egyptian army. It will be a block. It gives darkness to one and gives light to another. The Bible says at the very end of verse 20, it says, so that the one came not near the other all the night. So the cloud not only leads and the cloud not only directs, but now we see the cloud protecting as a block, as a shield. It kept the enemy away all night long. Why? Because we know in the very next verse, Moses stretches his hands out over the sea, and God needs time to work. And so as God is working and is moving the water to the left and to the right so that the children of Israel can walk over on dry land, while that's happening, the cloud is staying as a shield. It leads, it directs, it protects. Moses is no stranger to the cloud. The cloud is familiar. Cloud is a part of their life. They are moving in the cloud, by the cloud, day in and day out. However, the cloud is out there. The cloud is either in between them and the enemy, or it's way out in front of them. The cloud is the cloud. We can see it, but we're not in it. It's there, but it's not on us. It's out there. We see the cloud out there, but the cloud is not here. It's just in between. It's in between us and the enemy. It's in between us and our final destination. The cloud is not with us. It's just in between us. But Moses is no stranger to the cloud. We will see several instances leading up to my reading today where the cloud plays an important role. God will meet them on the mountain, or God will say, I want to meet you. I want to talk to you. But because of the cloud, the people are scared. Because of the cloud and the thunder and the lightning and what the cloud may bring, the Bible says it brings darkness. The children of Israel hesitate at that moment because they don't really know if they want to go through that. Matter of fact, God would tell Moses, tell the children of Israel to stay put unless they come up too high and come through the cloud and would break through the cloud and see me. And if they see me, they die. Because the cloud being behind me, protecting me, I'm okay with that. And the cloud being in front of me, leading me and directing me, I'm okay with that. But you want me to come into the cloud. I don't know about that. Moses is no stranger to the cloud. The cloud is familiar. It's been a part of their life now, several months. It just appeared one day. Just happened one day. There it is. Follow it. So in my reading today, as God says to Moses, come up here. I want to talk to you. Notice this. Moses did not call the meeting. God called the meeting. This is God's meeting. He's the one said, come on up here. I got something I want to tell you. Matter of fact, it's not just something. I'm going to give you law. I'm going to give you commandments. I'm going to give you direction. I'm going to give you purpose. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what I need to show you. I'm going to give you directions. I'm going to give you the blueprint on how you approach me. Come up here and let me tell you. Not only will I tell you, God is about to do something that God has never done before. He's about to write it down. Yeah. Oh, I don't think y'all missed that. Y'all should have ran right there. All right. God's never written it down. God will tell Moses in a dream, build a boat this high, this wide, pitch it on the inside, the outside. Got to be one door, one window, this kind of wood. These are the parameters, and these are the diameters, and here's the dimensions, and here's how you do it, and here's how you run it. And God would never write it down. No. God will give Adam and Eve instruction, but he will never write it down. God will walk with Enoch and talk with Enoch, but he will never write it down. God will tell Moses by the bush, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to walk in here, and you're going to say this, and you're going to say that, but God never wrote it down. So God says, come up here. I'm going to talk to you, and what I say to you, here it is, I'm going to write it down. I am going to give you tablets. This is not what Moses thought. This is what Moses heard. Come up here. So as we read through the scripture of his ascension up into this place where God would call him to, we stumble upon the quiet tension in the verse. And I don't necessarily mean today to draw attention to the tension. However, we cannot read through scriptures like this and just mull over this detail. Because we're reading the story and it doesn't sound like much to us because it's just a phrase, but we got to pay attention to the tension. Here's the tension. The cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day, God spoke. Moses went up into the mount, and the cloud covered the mount. God said, come up into the cloud. The cloud's been protecting you. The cloud's been leading you. The cloud's been guiding you. The cloud has been something that you've seen from a distance. But now I want you to come up into the cloud. And while Moses is at the right place, at the right time, right location, God says nothing for 6 days. Six cloudy days. I can't see nothing, and I can't hear nothing. Now we know, and I rejoice with what God is about to say on the seventh day. But today my message is not about what God says on the seventh day. Today I'd like to draw your attention to these very quiet 6 days. Today I'd like to draw your attention to the tension, because I would like to preach to you in your hearing today that there is communion in the cloud. I know that God is here because I feel him and I see him, and I know that this is where God told me to be when God told me to be. However, it's been 6 days and God ain't said nothing. I was fine on day one. I kind of worked myself up on day two. Day three, I thought it was coming, because we know God likes to work in, God loves working in threes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So day three, I thought it was on the way. Day four, I got concerned. Day five, I got angry. Day six, I'm confused. Come on. Come on. I feel him. He's here. It's not that he's here, but he told me he was going to give me something. He told me he was going to say something. And I just need to know something. The 6 days of tension, the 6 days of quietness. Are we okay with just his presence, or do we need the demonstrative outpour every time? Do we need to hear it all the time? Do we have to have it all the time? Does there always have to be a shout? Do I always have to hoop? Do we always have to get to a place where you feel good about being here? Or are we okay just sitting in the cloud 6 long days? Just sitting in the silence. God ain't saying nothing. I'm in the right place. I'm at the right time. I didn't call this meeting. This is your meeting, God. You called this meeting to me. I didn't ask for this. You told me to come up here. I'm up here now. And day one, I'm good. Day two, I'm good. Day three, I'm good. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I don't know what's going on. Did I miss it, God? Did I miss my appointed time? Did I miss my appointed moment? I'm just up here waiting. I'm just up here waiting. I'm just waiting for a word. I'm waiting for a moment. I'm waiting for something. And God said, while you're waiting, you're missing. You're missing the moment. Because I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. All this time, I'm here. How did Moses get through it? Why is it that we see the tension of the moment? We cannot miss the tension of the moment, but we never read about the tension in Moses. There's no tension here that Moses will explain. But I just got to believe that on one of those days, Moses was thinking, is this the right mountain? I mean, I just got to believe at some point Moses, I mean, I know that Moses didn't write this down, but you got to believe, you got to remember this is Moses' story, but Moses is writing it. Moses wrote this. So maybe he's not writing in the tension, even though we can't miss those six cloudy days of nothing. Had to be at least one day where Moses was just like, maybe I need to go back, try again. Maybe I'll go out of the cloud and then come back into it, see if the cloud won't reset. Yeah. But what is God speaking in the silence? What is God dealing with in the delay? What is God working on in the waiting? What are you learning about God in his seemingly lateness? What is he telling you in his planned, scheduled tardiness? His precision to be late. His intention to just sit here. Just sit with me. Can you just sit with me, or do you gotta shout all the time? Can you just sit with me, or do you gotta flip-flop for it to be real to you? Can you just sit with me, keep your mouth closed, and just close your eyes and feel me all around you, and feeling me be enough? Is just you being in my presence enough for you, or do you always need me to write something down for you? Can you just wait on me? Can you wait on me? Because if you wait, you shall mount up with wings of eagles. If you wait, you'll run and not get weary. If you wait, you'll walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, what to do in the cloud, because I realize now that the cloud is not for my demise. The cloud is for communion. You said, I'll lead you, I'll direct you, I'll protect you, but I'd like to talk to you. Oh, come on. The cloud's always been out there. The cloud's always been leading, and the cloud's always been directing, and the cloud has always been protecting, but the cloud is also for something else. The cloud is for you to sit down. What are you learning about God in his strategic moment of nothingness? Better yet, here's the real question. What are you learning about yourself? Maybe God wanted Moses to be alone for a little while. Maybe I wanted you to be alone for a minute, to breathe, to reflect, to calibrate to my vibration, to get on the right wavelength with me. Maybe I've been speaking this whole time. Maybe I've been talking for all 6 days, but it took you a while to find my radio wave. Maybe I'm talking every day. Maybe I'm talking every moment. Maybe I'm talking all the time, but you can't hear me because Aaron's talking and hers talking and Josh is talking and 3.2 million people talking. We know they love to talk. The Bible will call them murmurers. They just talk it, talk it, talk, talk, talk it, talk, talk. All they like to do is talk. And maybe I brought you up here and set you down in a place where you could not see and you could not hear. Maybe this is not about what we're learning about God. Maybe this is about what we're learning about ourselves. Can you wait? Can you sit in silence? Can God be late and you still love him? Can God be late and you be just fine with his presence? You be just fine to know that he's here. I don't need to hear anything. I don't need to see anything. Maybe God wanted Moses to detach from the stuff, from the people, from the pressure. Maybe God wanted to lessen all the other voices so Moses could finally hear the one voice that was going to give him everything that he needed in that one still, small voice. Maybe God wanted him to sit with no social media, no telephone, no job, nothing to do. Here it is. We see it in the text. Here's the first thing. I want you to put the scripture up for me because I want you to see it, because we read it, but we missed it. We always miss it. Because I've read this story several times, and I've never seen this before. And the Lord's been dealing with me about it. And today I'm preaching you a brand new, fresh message. I never preach this nowhere ever but here. Today. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount. It's here, right here. The Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount and be there. He didn't say, come up in the mount and worship. No, he'll tell that to Abraham. He'll tell that to the people. Come up and worship me. Come up and pray. Come up and sacrifice. Come up and... Every time God calls you to the mountain, he's not calling you to pray, to worship, to sacrifice. Sometimes he calls you up there. He said, I just want you to be here. Why? Just be there, man. I mean, I got stuff I want to do. I got stuff I want to say. We're going to get to the meeting. But just be with me for a minute. Come up to me. Come up to me and be there. Just be there. I will give thee tables of stone and law and commandments which I have written. I'll write it down. I'm going to write it down for you so you can teach them. But you're not going to get it until you just be there. Being there is so powerful. We'll go, if you want to go all the way to the book of Acts chapter 2, when they're trying to replace Judas, and they said, okay, we got to replace Judas. We got to find the person that's going to fill the role of Judas. Who is going to get their name written on the foundation of the New Jerusalem? Who's going to represent that 12th tribe that we're missing? Because we lost tribes, but we're not going to lose apostles. Amen. We lost 10 tribes, still lost today, by the way. But we're not going to lose apostles, so we're going to fill the role of the apostle. Who can do it? Who qualifies? What is the criteria? What? Send me your LinkedIn. Let me see what you got. Let me see what you got. Here are the credentials for the new apostle. He has to have been here from the beginning. That's it. Ain't worried about your preaching, ain't worried about your singing, ain't worried about your skill set, ain't worried about your gifting, ain't worried about none of that. Here's the whole deal. Have you been here? Because being there is so powerful. God says, Moses, I want you to come up here and I want you to be there. Just be there. Well, Lord, I feel like I got to pray and I got to, oh, Lord, speak now, Lord. Now Moses may have done that. Moses may have been up there, and day one, he'd have been like, come on, God, speak now. He up there marching back and forth in the cloud. Oh, here it comes. I got some stones ready for you, Lord. Just write it down right here. Here we go. Day two, he may have been like, oh, Lord, come on now. But day three, I guarantee you, he was in the hallelujahs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But you can't tell me day four this man was still praying. Trying to get God to do something. Why do we try to get God to do something? Why are we pulling on God like we pull on our kids in the toy store?
Come on, God, do it, Lord. Come on, you got to make a way. We naming and claiming, blabbing and grabbing, and God's like, just sit down and be here. When I'm ready to talk, baby, I'll talk. But just be there. Be there, because there's communion in the cloud. I just want to sit with you. Is it okay if we just sit together? There's communion in the cloud. I came today, I'm not going to preach very much longer, but I came today to tell somebody that's been waiting in the wings, and you've been in the cloud, and you can't see, and you can't hear, and God ain't said nothing. Can I tell you, won't you stop waiting for day 7 and find out what God's really doing in you on day 6? Find out what God, if you're stuck in the waiting, if you're in transition and you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do, can I tell you, God ain't late. God called the meeting. He ain't late. He knows exactly what he's doing. Why don't you look around and say, what is God teaching me here? Why don't I just shut my mouth, sit down, and let God just do something inside of me? Because I cannot just keep running to the demonstrative outpour. I just need to be there. I just need to be there. I just need to just. Here's the deal. Moses, if you cannot get comfortable with the cloud and silence, how will you be comfortable when the cloud sits on top of the tabernacle? Because that's where it's coming, baby. That cloud that you see around you right now, that cloud is coming, and it's going to cover the tabernacle. It's going to fill the tabernacle. When you build it, Moses, it's going to be filled up. And when the cloud is taken up over the tabernacle, you can see it in Exodus 40, verses 36 and 37. Watch what it says. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. In other words, they're nomadic, and they're moving throughout the desert in a giant circle. And they're just moving through the desert. And every day they make a spot. They set up the tabernacle. Everywhere they go, they set the tabernacle up. That's why every piece of furniture, while all completely different, all different kinds of woods, diameters, different types of precious metals, every one of them have one thing in common, rings. Because God said, put staves in the rings, that way you can carry me. I want to move. God said, take me with you. So we move. When we move, if the cloud sits on the tabernacle, we stay until the cloud moves. And we don't move till the cloud moves. That's what you learn in the cloud. Moses, I got to teach you something about the communion of the cloud, because in the next thing that I'm about to do, in this next moment, you have to understand that the cloud is everything. Where the glory is where I stay. And I do not need demonstrative demonstration for me to feel okay. Some of y'all are okay, but you don't think you're okay because God ain't talking and God ain't writing and God ain't working. And so you feel like you're not okay. But I came today to tell you, baby, you are okay. You're okay just sitting in the cloud, because what God wants to do in the cloud is just be with you. Is it all right if I just be with you, just spend some time with me, just sit down and wait on me? Because in the waiting, I am gathering. In the waiting, I am teaching. In the waiting, I am working. In the waiting. In the waiting. It's just in the waiting. Why did Elijah only have to pray one time for rain, but 7 times for a cloud? Why? Because he prays one time and fire falls. One time and fire falls from heaven, but he has to pray 7 times. And on the 7th time, he says, what do you see? He said, I see a cloud coming up. I don't know if you've ever read this before. But he says, I see the cloud of the sea coming out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down
that the rain stopped thee not. It's just a cloud the size of a man's hand. But watch verse 40, 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. From the time that Elijah was able to tell this young man what to do, that little cloud had become a storm. And that storm would reset what God had allowed to happen over the last 2 years in this story. That rain is a resetting. But it happened immediately. But it took seven times for the cloud. And it took 7 days for God to speak. Because fire can fall immediately. But the communion of the cloud takes time. Yeah. When's the last time you turned everything off and just sat quietly? When's the last time you went on a drive and just turned your radio off, turned your iPod off, and just drove quietly? Or do you feel like you always got to be talking? Some of you can't hear God because you talk too much. Hear me. You pray too much. Just shut up. Let God say something. He ain't said nothing because he ain't got a word in edgewise. When's the last time you prayed, read your Bible, and just waited? Just quietly. God's teaching us something today. There's communion in the cloud. The choir doesn't have to be singing. The music doesn't have to be playing. The preacher don't even have to be preaching. It could just be cloudy days. And in the cloudy days, God is sitting with you. Maybe God just wanted to be around Moses for a little while, like he was on the mountain with the bush. Because when we leave that mountain with that burning bush, God will never be alone with Moses again until this moment. God had a mountaintop experience with Moses by that bush burning. And the next mountaintop experience that Moses has with God is this moment. And maybe God's just saying, man, in all this ministry that you've done, between the time I called you, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. In all the work that you've done, all the ministry that you've done, all the effort that you've put forward, just sit down with me again. Remember when we used to talk by the bush? I miss my time. There was a song that my father used to sing, written by, I'm pretty sure it was Larnell Harris. He would sing a song called, I miss my time with you, those moments together. I used to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart that wants more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time with you. How can you serve a God you don't know? How can you work for a God that you ain't ever waited on? How can you deal out ministry from a God that you've never dealt with? How can we talk to people about him if we're not talking to him? There's communion in the cloud. I think the reason that Moses wrote in the six cloudy days but never wrote in his tension is because somewhere in those days the tension released and he realized, oh, this is for my favor. This is for my good. I'm just waiting. I'm just working. God said, listen, Moses, I'm working on some stuff inside of you. Because here's what you don't know, and I'm closing, music can come. Here's what you don't know, Moses. Up here in this mountain, up here in this cloud, just me and you talking, I'm calming you down. I'm working on your spirit. I'm giving you time here. Because what you don't know is when you come down out of this cloud, the people who you love, the people who you redeemed, the people who you brought out, they're going to be dancing around a golden calf naked. And I am going to want to kill them. I'm going to say, Moses, this is a wrap. I'm killing them all, and I'm starting over with you. And we'd be singing, Father Moses had many sons. If God would have been allowed to do what he wanted to do, we wouldn't even know Abraham's name, because God said, I'm going to kill them all. But something happened in the six cloudy days. And Moses says, God, don't kill them. I love them. The time away from them reestablished my love for them. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Some of you, some of us, and even myself, we get frustrated with each other because we don't spend no time alone with God. I'm always spending time with you. You've seen me more than you've seen God. You've been in this room more than you've been in a room alone with God. When's the last time you just sat down in the cloud? God, I know you're here. And I'm just waiting. I know instruction and power and gifting and all that's coming. But I promise I will wait until you speak. Speak out of the darkness. Speak out of the darkness, oh God. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. It's so powerful. I wasn't even going to read this part, but let me just read it for you. He called the Moses out of that cloud. He called the Moses out of that cloud. Watch verse 17. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like developing and devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up in the mountain. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. The 6 days of waiting got him 40 days in his presence. When Moses will step down out of this thing, his face will be so bright they'll have to put a sheet over him. When Moses comes down out of this, he'll walk in a whole new thing. When Moses comes out of this, he's a different man, a different person. He's walking in a different thing because for six cloudy days, because of the communion of the cloud, because I waited. If you wait, you shall be given wings. If you wait, you shall run. If you wait, you shall walk. If you wait, if you wait, 40 days and 40 nights, God is speaking to Moses. He's pouring into Moses. You know what happened in the 40 days and 40 nights? I'll tell you what happened in the 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis happened. God reveals unto Moses my hinder part. Let me show you what I did. Let me show you my glory. God begins to reveal things to Moses. Things are coming out of Moses' mind. Moses is beginning to write. He is promptly and perfectly suited for this moment because he's educated in Egypt. And he has the understandable knowledge of writing it down chronologically, everything that's happened. God has now opened his mind. God is now speaking to him 40 days and 40 nights. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need water. He's just there in God's presence. And God's presence sustains him. When he come out of that mountain, he probably hadn't lost a pound. Because God is just filling him. 6 days of silence, communion of the cloud. Just sit with me. Just sit with me. Don't run. Don't run. Don't go find out what's going on down there. Let him go. Here's what he tells Aaron and her. He said, if the people have anything they need, you handle it. He gave his responsibilities to someone else. And he said, I'm not even taking my responsibilities on this mountain. I will be unreachable. My phone will be on do not disturb. Matter of fact, I'm turning it off so you can't even locate me. I'm just going to be alone with God. And I ain't saying nothing until God says something. It's just me and him. There's communion in the cloud. I don't even know how to end this sermon today. But I just feel like, I don't even know if I want you to stand. If you want to stand, you can. But I'm going to open this altar right now for someone who will come and say, Lord, teach me to wait. Teach me to wait. I want to open this altar for someone that's been sitting in the cloud for a while now. You've been just sitting. You've been waiting. God hasn't said a word. You know that God is there. You know you're in the right place. You know that God is not lost. God has not left you, but you just don't hear anything. I want to remind you that even when you don't see him, he's working. And even when you don't hear him, he's working. He's working. He's working. There is the communion of the cloud. 6 cloudy days. God says nothing. And on the 7th day, God speaks and pulls me up higher. God pulls me up higher to a different level, a different plateau. Never the same. Come on, would you just lift your voice in this house right now? Let the Holy Ghost move.
We want to thank you again for joining us on the Truth Chapel podcast. May you have a blessed day and walk in the favor of the Lord.